Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mercury Midday News. This is Kara Santucci reporting in. Reminder, you are listening to Radio UTD, the student-run radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas, streaming live from the Student Union located in Richardson, Texas. If at any point you'd like to call in, our number is 972-883-6305 or I am Radio UTD, all one word, on Skype. Saying this stuff on the radio station really reminds me, if you guys listen to NPR, which of course we aspire and fail to be exactly like, they are in the middle of their spring membership drive, and I just wish I could spend an hour begging people for money and donating it to the Mercury, but I cannot. We have a different agenda today. This is Kara Santucci. I'm here with the Mercury Midday News. Man, did I say morning news? It's only been a semester, but I'm still getting used to the switch. But this is our last show of the semester. But of course, I will be back next semester, hopefully with a little more time now that I'm no longer the managing editor of the paper, to bring you guys some cool audio stories, spice up the Mercury's coverage with some more multimedia engagements. Sorry, there's someone outside taking a picture of me, and I really don't appreciate that. But today we're going to get into some fun stuff. We're going to do a little retrospective of the year, bring back some audio stories we played earlier on that turned out kind of cool. Some evergreen stories that if you didn't hear around the first time, you'll hear them again. And we'll talk about what rated best on our website to show you kind of what the campus was most interested in sharing and learning about. And it's a learning experience for us too, you know, knowing what people are interested in hearing and reading about from the Mercury and what perspective they are most interested in seeing, so that'll be good. But first, as always, we're going to do the news. So, today, high of 79, low of 66 and sunny. Tomorrow, high of 86, low of 74 and cloudy. That would be Saturday, high of 82, low of 53 and thunderstorms. And Sunday, high of 66, low of 49, partly cloudy, getting a little colder as the weekend goes on. Dow Jones is down 0.11%, NASDAQ is up 0.22%. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, if you're not busy sitting in your room studying for finals like I have been, on April 27th, that's today, from 1 to 2 p.m., that's now, in ECSS 2.102, there's a Women in Engineering panel. I believe we did a story on that club earlier this year, so go check that out, plug it into our website, or attend the panel if you're interested. On April 28th, there's a Walk in Their Shoes hosted by the Interfraternity Council in the faculty dining room at 11 a.m., and on April 29th, there's baseball versus Howard Payne, 12 p.m. on the field in an ASC conference match. So those are some exciting events. If you're bored, if you're looking for something to do with your last weekend on campus, if you're heading home for the summer, if you're going somewhere else, check that out. Check those out. That'll be really fun. Quick reminder for all you people out there. The last day of programming for Radio UTD is April 30th, so make sure to catch the last episodes of your favorite UTD shows. We have some graduating seniors, so you will not be hearing those shows anymore. And if you guys are interested in joining Radio UTD, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and there'll be some contact information there. There's a forms button on the Radio UTD website where you can submit to come and be a part of the family, which I would highly encourage. So we're going to take a quick music break and then come back, and we're going to hit some exciting things. Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. If I can for sure, all the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah.
All the good love,
gotcha, go,
when we're
go,
all alone,
gotcha, go, go, go,
keep it up, girl,
gotcha, go,
yeah, you turn
go,
me
gotcha,
on,
go, go, go.
I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing, that you're in love with me, I'm hooked on a feeling.
Pulling up my hair the day I cut the deal. Chemically calm, was I meant to feel happy that my life was just about to change?
Have a word for your brother. Have some time. One another. Really love one another.
Hi, I'm Summer LaBelle, and I'm the sports editor at UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mercury Midday News. This is still Kara Santucci running the show today without my usual co-host, Nitigaki, who was the former editor-in-chief and now is just a part of the staff because there's staff turnover. But what we're going to do for the rest of the show is take some intermittent music breaks, but we're going to count down for the top six stories of this semester, and that will not be based on, you know, necessarily the most well-crafted story. You know, it's not about the quality of the writing, it's about the traction and the social media response as well as our website response. And that'll be really interesting. With everything that we've covered so many different types of things all year as well as this semester, and it'll be interesting to see what the top six stories as far as shares and follows and social media response and traction went. So coming in at number six, by the way, the content of these stories is generally the more serious campus event, potentially shocking depending on who is reading it, type of information. So it's a countdown, but it's not a fun radio countdown. It's a what stories gain traction on campus about campus. So number six was the Chi Phi fraternity was put on deferred suspension for hazing. And that was back, oh shoot, I think it was a couple months ago. Hold on, give me a second. Yeah, it was a few months ago that this story came out, the 6th of February. And this was the disciplinary committee in the Office of Community Standards and Conduct found Chi Phi responsible for hazing that occurred at a party off campus. This had to do allegedly with forcing pledges to do wall sits, but the Chi Phi representatives that we interviewed said that those actions and that behavior came from one member and did not reflect the rest of the Chi Phi fraternity. However, the whole fraternity, after an investigation that involved the Office of Community Standards and Conduct and the Dean of Students, that resulted in sanctions being placed on the entire fraternity. So here's a quote from someone we interviewed, Justin Adler, the former president of Chi Phi, who was active during these sanctions. There's an alternative sanction that was placed on the university, or placed on the Chi Phi fraternity, and there were some more terms and sanctions put on Chi Phi, and if the fraternity failed to meet any of the requirements or violates their code of conduct before 2021, they'll be considered for suspension or immediately shut down. So basically, this article was about how the Chi Phi fraternity was investigated for charges of hazing, and ultimately the Office of Community Standards and Conduct found that they needed to be put on deferred suspension, which means that until 2021, they will be under a lot of scrutiny from the university to make sure that they're following code of conduct. But this is something that gained a lot of traction on social media and on our website, something that people were interested in. Obviously, it caused some backlash from members of the Greek community just for publishing the article. But, I mean, it is what it is. And that was something that was apparently very interesting to people on campus. Coming in at number five was housing adding a gender-inclusive application option for University Village, and that was March 27th, so very recently. And that will begin in fall 2017, and UTD will be the first school in the UT system to formally adopt a procedure for gender-inclusive housing and one of the first institutions in Texas to address the issue. And that was under Catherine Pickerel, who's the Director of Residential Life, and Matt Johns, who's the Assistant Director for LGBT plus programs at the Gallerstein Women's Center. We're working on bringing that to campus. And it's really interesting that UTD, they're the first school in Texas to implement something like that, where people can say they want to room with someone and they don't care about gender identity and they don't care about anything like that. And the response that we got from the people that we interviewed who were transgender people was that they really appreciated it. It's something that is a positive step for the university, and the only criticism I believe that was cited from some of these students was that they want to be able to put their gender identity on the application and not just have, you know, a neutral thing. But we'll see how that pans out. That's something we'll probably be checking in fall 2017 when it goes into effect. And that'll be really exciting. It's a step forward for the university. It was the fifth most read story, so people are interested and they're sharing it and people are aware of it. So that could pose some really positive change and some really interesting change for the university and maybe prompt other UT system schools to follow suit. So, we are going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we'll go on to numbers 4 and 3 for popularity. This is Mercury Midday News. I'm Cara Santucci. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Bharat Armili, and I'm the web editor for the UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Hello, everyone. You are back on Mercury Midday News with Kara Santucci, your host for today. Quick reminder that the last day of programming for Radio UTD is April 30th. Tune in this week to catch the last episodes of your favorite Radio UTD shows, but it won't be the last episode of the Mercury Midday News today. We'll be taking our summer hiatus, but we will surely be back in the fall, so you can get all your news in whichever format you need it. If you want to read it in the paper, if you want to listen to it on the radio, or see what we do with our collaborations with TV. We are becoming a multimedia operation, so it's really exciting. Quick reminder that the views and opinions expressed on this show only reflect that of myself and do not reflect on the Mercury, Radio UTD, student media, or the university as a whole. Don't sue us. The joke will be on you because we have no money. So going back to our countdown with another sobering story that is coming in at number 4, the white nationalist flyers found on campus in response to, or it prompted a response from students and administration. So members of the Texas branch of a white nationalist organization, American Vanguard, posted flyers around campus, and this was back February 1st. Campus, whether people were speaking in support of free speech or they were in response to what they perceived as hate from these flyers, people were talking about it a lot. And we received some backlash on this article, too, for saying that we gave them too much of a platform to speak by interviewing some of the people responsible. Take that or leave it what it is, but we were just reporting the news as it was. I actually wrote the story, so I know a little bit more about it. But yeah, it was an interesting story. There were these white nationalist flyers posted all over campus, posted in the Holocaust Center. They were taken down. Police wasn't really looking into the matter, but they did say that they could issue criminal trespass warnings, and lo and behold, they did. As a few days ago, more flyers were posted on campus around the res halls and in some couple other places, and we received that tip and some pictures of police discussing the matter with those individuals involved. They're confirmed as members of the American Vanguard putting up flyers, but according to school rules, in order to be posting things on campus, you have to be part of the campus community and achieve the proper permission. So technically what they were doing was not allowed, not for reasons of free speech or hate crimes or anything like that. It was all about school sanctions on posting whatever you want. So they were given criminal trespass warnings, meaning if they came back, the police had the right to arrest them. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see if they come back again. This is the second time they've been to our campus to put up flyers. So we'll see if they return again, if the police do encounter them, if they truly will arrest them or if they'll let them go. This could be something it sparks an interesting dialogue on campus for sure. Personally, I don't think that it's right to put up these flyers. I mean, free speech, but they don't belong on government-built buildings because that's where we are. But that's neither here nor there, what I think. It's more about, let's see where this goes, because it's interesting and people are talking about it and it's bringing up important conversations about free speech and human rights and how we interact with each other on a campus where people are different, and how people address those differences, and whether it's in a way like this that was a little more destructive and caused some hate and offense, clearly, or if it's in a way that's more constructive. So we'll see where we go forward. If the police end up arresting them, if they come back, we'll be reporting on it. Stay tuned. It's an interesting issue. And I say interesting not in a way, not in a salient way, or not in like it's a good thing kind of way, but it brings up, It's a point of reflection. So that came in at number 4, the most viewed, shared, responded to story. So we will be posting. If you follow us on Twitter, we are Merc Midday News, MERC Midday News. We're posting links to these articles and the order that we're going in. So if you'd like to check these out, read a little more about the things that I'm talking about, those are on there. So let's go back to coming in at number 3, a little more uplifting. There was a UTD freshman, this was January 9th, an aspiring actress. She made her debut in an independent Indian flick, and I believe it was part of Tollywood, which is a Telugu film based in India. I'm not even going to try to say the name of it. But that's in, it's in the article, and if you want to watch it, I'm sure there are ways to access that film, especially since it was an indie movie. Those are usually a lot easier to access. But check it out. This was a finance freshman, Sasha Singh, was in the big screen. She was at this premiere in Plano for it. It was really interesting, and here's a freshman pursuing finance, but also pursuing acting on the side, which is really cool. Just kind of shows you the diversity of the UTD student body, what people are interested in. We're not this, you know, typical STEM school. People actually are interested in things like filmmaking and acting and writing, and here was someone that took that hobby and made a success out of it, which was really cool. So check out those stories. Those are on there. We'll be posting those on Twitter. Again, they're on our website. And if you have any questions or if you want to call in and share your thoughts, the number is 972-883-6305 or I am Radio UTD, all one word, on Skype. But if you Skype us, please only use the audio function. So we will be back with numbers 2 and 1 in a little bit.
She stayed in town last night. Didn't get in touch. I know she has my number right. She can't thank you.
Miriam Percival, and I'm the news editor at the Mercury. And you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD. Hello, everyone, and we are back on the air, obviously. I'm Kara Santucci here with Mercury Midday News. You're listening. We are towards the end of our last hour of the semester, and just in time to give you guys the rundown on the top two best performing stories of the semester. Best performing means views, shares, that kind of thing on our Facebook and on our original website, which is utdmercury.com. So coming in at number two, which was 17th of October 2016, so this is a year long. A student was arrested in the activity center on multiple charges of theft on October 12th. What happened was an information and technology and management graduate student was caught on security footage taking cash from students' lockers in the activity center, and the police report said that he had seized up to $2,000 potentially while the investigation was ongoing. From doing that, from taking cash from activity center lockers. So what we learned from this story, if you are someone who rents a locker from the activity center, is lock your locker. Be careful with your stuff. Hide your money. It's easy to get deluded on a campus where people are your peers that things are safe and you don't really need to be as diligent. But as any of the police or security officers on campus will tell you, it's important to label your stuff, keep track of your stuff, and trust people, but don't be too trusting. Don't be stupid about it, basically, is the message. So, that was a good story. That was interesting. So if you wanted to check that out. And then number one is, again, another sobering story. That was posted about 2 weeks ago, so very recently, which was when we got a tip from student government that Qurans had been found in the student union bathrooms. That story got picked up by several local as well as national news organizations, sharing the image and the story. And basically what happened was student government senators found copies of the Quran inside the toilets of the bathrooms near the Galaxy rooms. So that was something that caused a lot of outcry on campus, got a lot of traction. That was something ethically as well from a news perspective that we dealt with was, are we going to publish this image? Is it going to perpetuate hate, or are we publishing the news? And basically what we decided was we're doing this because our job is to report the news as accurately and as truthfully as possible, and we can't really justify censoring some of our content if it sacrifices the quality of the news that we're reporting. So that was basically the thought process that went into that. But we did get some messages, and we encourage people to reach out to us if they have a different opinion, and we're always willing to listen. But basically, it just came down to news judgment. But that was an interesting story. All of the links to these stories have been posted on our Twitter, which is Merc Midday News, if you would like to check any of those out. And keep reading the Mercury. Keep sharing it. Look out for those campus events. You might learn something about campus or about the state or the country as a whole. So I'm really excited to see where the paper goes next year and what we're going to be focused on covering. So we're going to take another really quick music break, and then I'll be back to sign off for the last time this semester.
Semester of their sophomore year.
And if you see it laying around, it's all right to take it. It's nothing at all, and if nobody saw it, but if the circumstance is right and you're mistaken, you can't determine offhand, but I'd say that it's quite a few. You never speak too soon when an idea needs to level. Decorations giving me won't make it true. And if you don't make room in your backpack for the devil, you'll have the weight of the world lift off your shoulders too.
stuck in the crowd. If you've been thinking out loud, cry stop. No, I'm not suggesting here that you should hurry. But if everyone's out for theirs, could there be enough? Don't be flustered by your balls when they're occurring. They won't be factored into the final score at all. So if morality calls you up and needs a message, it's always better advice, so why listen to it more than twice?
Everyone, that is it for Mercury Midday News for the entire semester. Wow, that's weird to say, but it is. It's true. But we'll be back in the fall, rejuvenated and ready to give you guys the news in all sorts of different formats. So please follow us on Merc Midday News. Tell your friends. Share our posts. Follow us on Twitter. Call in and join the conversation. That's really important to keep the dialogue going. So we will see you guys next semester.
The Mercury Midday News is produced by Kara Santucci and co-hosted by Nidhi Godke. The MMN is a converged product of The Mercury, the student-run newspaper at the University of Texas at Dallas and Radio UTD. Music credits, Ben Sound, and PurplePlanet.com.